trying to work out what to do, how to survive. I was usually very careful. I was more than just wary of meeting anyone. If I ever heard vehicles or saw smoke in the distance, which happened occasionally, I invariably went in the other direction. But as I walked into the town that day, without thinking about concealing myself, he stepped out of a doorway, leveling a shotgun at my head. It had happened to me once before, and again, I was shaking with fear. But this time the weapon was in the hands of a child. He had been 15 at the time. "How can I help?" I asked carefully, and because he didn't say anything. The boy looked ill. He stank. His eyes were dark-rimmed, his skin a mess, and his cheekbones were angular and ugly. He was shaking, which didn't give me any confidence that he might not be about to shoot me. I forced myself to be calm. I swallowed. I didn't quite repeat myself. I said, "Can I help? How?" "I came into town looking for supplies. Can you cook me something?" It wasn't what I expected him to say. I asked him what he liked to eat, and he shrugged. I asked him to lower his gun, and he did, although he kept it ever ready, suspicious. My heart continued to beat fast. I was short of breath. "Where's worth looking for food?" I asked, trying to appear calm and friendly, unconcerned. He pointed towards the newsagents, but I didn't hold out much hope, like most shops.